families went into emergency shelter, transitional housing program, or permanent supportive housing. And we looked at them 18 months before they went in, asked them all kinds of questions, and then we followed them for 30 months afterward. And for the 18 months prior, the majority of families, I think it was 87%, were residentially unstable. So they come into program after a year and a half of multiple moves. And then they leave the program, and after 30 months, about half were still residentially unstable, having multiple moves. So you see that there's this very long of residential instability, which is pretty devastating on young children's development. And then their placement in a program, what is termed literal homelessness, it's punctuated in the middle of a pattern of instability. So if we want to really address this in the long term, we have to understand this pattern, and we have to provide services that break that pattern. And that's really about providing trauma-informed care.